Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brass bed. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brass bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I'll show them to you, and you'll see them shine. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Breakfast, Jason Petty here. I am in the studio, but I'm afraid Martin isn't here. Let's just see what's going on here. Yeah, I'm in the studio. Martin's not here, he's in England, so a big shout out to him. I'm going to try and talk to him on the phone in a minute. Jason Petty, KX93.5, coming in your ears on a Sunday morning. This is Marvin Gaye.
Just getting back, but you knew I would. War is hell. When will it end? When will people start getting together again? Are things really getting better, like the newspapers said? What else is new, my friend? Besides what I read, can't find no work, can't find no job, my friend. Money is tighter than it's ever been. Say, man, I just don't understand what's going on across this land. Oh,
what's happening, brother?
Yeah, what's happening? What's happening, my friend? Are they still getting down where we used to go and dance? Will our ball club win the pennant? Do you think they have a chance? And tell me, friend, how in the world have you been? Tell me what's up.
know what's in. What's the deal, man? What's happening? What's happening, brother? What's happening? What's happening, brother? What's happening, my man? What's happening, brother? Say, man. Woo! What's happening, brother? What's been shaking up and down the line? I know cause I'm slightly behind the time.
Well, I'll tell you what's happening. Jason Petty here on the radio Sunday morning in gorgeous Laguna Beach, California. And, yeah, I'm feeling a bit sort of perky. I'm a bit nervous, really, because Martin's not here, as you know, the usual, my co-host. And that means I'm here on my own, just talking rubbish to nobody. Just in fact, I've got the dog here. Mrs. Pickles is here. And I'm just going to chat away to her the whole time. Mrs. Pickles, what do you think about... what do you think about President Obama's... No, not interested. All right. She's chewing something. I don't know what it is. It's probably a pen. Oh, it's good to be in Laguna on a Sunday, isn't it? Weather's a bit overcast, but sure it'll burn off and all that. Of course, Martin's in England, and that the weather there is absolutely bloody atrocious. Talk a bit more about that later. I've got a few things to get through. Of course, it's a trifecta of holy days today. Very important. Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday is today. That's the day of palms or something, where they measured up his palms for the nail. No, that's not what it's called. I don't know. Anyway, I think I've got some notes about it. We'll talk about that a bit later. Palm Sunday. Passover starts tomorrow. Pesach for you Hebrew speakers, whatever. And that's tomorrow night. So it's Palm Sunday, Pesach. And it's also World Tuberculosis Day today. That's good, isn't it? That should be a wheeze. That should be a wheeze. All right, let's play a record, and hopefully, I think Martin will call in later, and you know, we'll have a bit of fun. And I'm hoping to have a couple of guests in. One of them said he was coming. I knew he'd do this. Great, I had this great guest lined up, but he's a bit one of those guys that's like, I'm not sure if he's going to show up or not. So I'd spent the day like planning the show, because I figured if he doesn't show up, I'm going to be on my own. All right, I hope everybody's well, and it's going to be a lovely day, and enjoy. Get yourself a cup of coffee, sit down, take it easy, and I'll tell you some funny things about funny things.
On KX93.5, this is your full English breakfast. Tuck in.
Make her a believer, but she don't trust nobody who says he feels that way. Which of us is the fool, baby? You can't win if you can't lose. Which of us is the fool? Which of us is the fool, baby? I would be hard pressed to choose. Which of us is the fool? She knows her heart is so easy to break. So scared to fall. Yeah, can she tell how she makes my heart ache? I just wanna hold her, but I know if I told her, she'd say I was just hurting myself, and it certainly feels that way. Which of us?
Us is the fool there. That's Robert Palmer, believe it or not. He was so great back in the day. Let's get a bit into the old spirit of things here. Yeah, it's Palm Sunday, people. Palm Sunday, a movable feast. It's a movable feast, everyone, and that's good, isn't it, apparently. I just did a bit of research. What is Palm Sunday? Also known as Passion Sunday, Yew Sunday, Olive Sunday, and Fudge Sunday. I think that, yeah, Fudge Sunday. So it's Fudge Sunday today, everyone. Of course, all the people that care about this are in church, so we can make fun of them a bit. Let's see, what is it? Of course, as usual, it's the celebration of the day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. And a donkey is a symbol of peace, as opposed to a horse, which is a symbol of war. The Jewish people of that time, because remember, old Jesus was a Jew there. People of that time, the Jewish people, they'd lay down palm leaves on the ground as a kind of sort of a ticker tape parade kind of thing. And that's something that began with the Maccabees' triumphant return to Jerusalem in the story of Hanukkah. Hanukkah's just a few weeks ago, of course, and months ago, whatever. In the places where you can't find palm leaves, such as like Northern Europe, wherever, other kinds of branches are used to symbolise the holiday, which has become known as Yew Sunday. As opposed to Me Sunday, Branch Sunday, Fudge Sunday, and all that. So, it's got nothing to do with soap or moisturiser or palms or hands or anything like that. It's very interesting, I think. Yeah. It's not fixed as a date. A lot of these holidays are not fixed. It's called a movable feast. And I remember that because I remember Hemingway had a... Hemingway's memoir was called A Movable Feast. Not that I'm a bit... I'm not as funny when Martin's not here, am I? All right, let's play a record and celebrate Palm Sunday in our personal way.
The preacher talked with me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come on, walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. If I broke her heart, then won't you tell her I'm sorry? And for once in my life, I'm alone. And I gotta let her know, just in time before I go. Well, I laugh, but it's only her love that keeps me wearing this dirt. Now I'm crying, but deep down inside, well, I did it to him. Now it's my turn to die.
Yep, Bee Gees. There, I love the Bee Gees, and I shouldn't really because they've got high pitched voices and silly teeth, but I do like them a lot. Now, I think Martin's on the phone here. Are you there, Martin?
Yeah, I'm here, Jay. How are you doing?
Oh, nice. Look, we got all everything works perfectly. That's great. You are
on the air. How do you manage that?
No swearing, please.
I never swear.
Got a bit of music in the background. Lovely. How are you doing there? You're in England.
That's correct. And you know what? It's absolutely freezing here.
I got here,
and the day after, it started snowing, and it's not stopped since.
You must have brought it with you, mate. You brought your cold heart.
Absolutely. It's certainly not like Easter. It's more like Christmas.
Is it really? I've looked at the weather forecast. Just so you know.
The weather?
It's not good. Oh, wait a minute. That's Laguna Beach. It's not good here. But let's see what it's like there. Yeah. Hang on a minute.
Well, it's about -2 and more snow on the way.
Yeah, yeah. You've got a high of 32 degrees. Good grief.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly. That's not for Palm Sunday, is it?
It's not. But talking of Palm Sunday and Easter, I just want everyone to know it wasn't me.
No, I know it wasn't. It was your Uncle Mesh who did it, who nailed him.
He did it. It wasn't me.
We've got the weather forecast here is, because I should do one. What's the weather like going to be like, Martin?
It's going to be cold. Back to you, Jason.
Yeah, right. Crap. Okay, the weather forecast here is 55 certain right now, so it's not that great. Forecast to be 72, though, later on, so that's nice.
Yeah, it's better than here.
How is it there? Have you had some fish and chips?
I had fish and chips last night, but I've been out for a full English breakfast twice. I've got to tell you, it was delicious.
Do you know, when I'm there, all I eat is English breakfast. It's like just a total English pork fest.
It's great. Bacon, sausages, beans, tomatoes.
Yeah.
The works.
Yeah, although you can't get tomatoes there. You have to get tomatoes. They don't have tomatoes.
That's probably why I got something else.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have the black pudding? Do you like the black pudding?
No, there was no black pudding. I'm not a big fan of that. Congeal blood doesn't really sit very well in my stomach.
Not a big fan of that. Are you going to the... Oh, you can't go because it's been bloody washed out. The World Poo Sticks Championship.
No, I'm not, but I was going to go and see Leeds at Headingley, funny enough.
Leeds rugby league team.
Yes, that's correct.
Leeds Rhinos, I think they're called.
Leeds Rhinos, yes, that's correct. That isn't a sex toy.
Has it been cancelled, the game, or is it on?
I think it's been cancelled a couple of nights running, and then it keeps being pushed back because the weather's so bad. But
Leeds and Bradford Airport's been shut down. 10,000 homes in Argyll are without electricity, but they've got plenty of socks there, so that's good.
Yeah, but who cares about Argyll?
Well, people who like socks. 200,000 people in Belfast, customers hit with weather-related blackouts, according to Northern Ireland Power Company.
Well, that's because the IRA. They planned it all.
God, I remember playing rugby in the freezing cold when I was a kid there. There's something...
Never played rugby.
I played rugby when I was a kid at school. You were forced to. You had your wife's saying hello. She's just sent me a text, by the way.
Hello, Kate. I'm just trying to call you.
She's on the... I'm sure she can hear you on the air.
I'm sure she can. I love you.
Yeah, I know you love her. Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah. What are chilblains? Do you know?
Chilblains?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's when you get freezing cold and it bears on your skin, and your skin burns because of the cold.
Cold, it's a freezer burn kind of thing, like when you put sausages in the freezer and they're there for too long and they go funny.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm seeing skin, because I remember coming in from school after rugby, freezing cold. Just got a very strong memory of coming in from rugby, freezing cold, and turning the gas fire on that was on the wall. and putting my feet on the fire. My mother used to say, don't put your feet on the fire, you'll get chilblains. I should really Google it, shouldn't I?
You should do. I do have a quiz for you today.
Go on.
You're right.
Yeah.
The question is, what is the world's most popular owl?
What if you're not a fan of owls anyway? What, you can't have a
it's one of those facts that everybody should know.
The most popular,
most popular owl in the world.
Wait a minute, when you say popular, you mean populous, don't you? You don't mean popular.
That's correct. The most populous, yes.
Popular. I've just got a text here from somebody saying, how do you know this guy's in England and not just sitting on the toilet in Laguna? I don't know who it's from because it's just a number. It's a funny one. Good one. Please do text.
Believe me, I'm in Leeds, unfortunately.
Yeah. How's your dad and your mum?
He's all right, thanks. He's okay. He's old, bent over, hardly moves, shuffles around. A bit like your dad, actually. I'm sat here with him.
Yeah. Well, give me dad a kiss from me and I'll be there in a few weeks' time, as he well knows.
Yes.
What is the most populous? What's the largest number of a species of owl? Is that what you mean? Popular, like the one that people have voted to that they like the most. What that? It's the snow.
The most populous owl in the world.
Go on.
It's a teat owl.
It's a what?
It's a teat owl.
Teat owl. Oh dear, Martin. Really bad.
That came from Diane, I've got to say. She wanted me to say that on the air, so I did.
My mum told me one the other day. Do you want to hear it?
Go on.
So she says she made a phone call, the wrong number. She got the wrong number. And the voice at the other end said, incontinence clinic, can you hold? Right, I'm going to play a record and we'll chat.
Alrighty.
Maybe we'll chat a bit more. Are you going to go, mate? What are you doing?
I'm going to head off. I'll speak to you next weekend. Be well, our kid.
All right, love
to
you.
Be well, Laguna Beach.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. See, are you going to be back next Sunday, Mark?
No, Monday.
Monday. All right, we'll see you the following Sunday. All right, thanks for calling in. See you later. Bye.
Full English breakfast. Extra sausage for me, please.
Herself tastes sweeter. Oh boy, rye whiskey makes your heart beat louder, makes your voice seem softer, makes the back room hotter. Oh, but rye thoughts aren't good thoughts, boys. Have I ever told you about the time I told you about the time I used to wake up bright and early, got my work done quickly, held my baby tightly. Oh boy, my whiskey makes the sunset faster, makes the spirit more willing, but the body weaker, because my sleep isn't good sleep, boys. Have I ever told you about the time I took you and took her for granted? How I took you and took her.
the Punch Brothers. They are absolutely magnificent, are they not? There's a whole like thing of like new bluegrass music out there. I'm totally enamored with it. It's all kind of the same people from LA, but it's, you know, Nickel Creek and those guys, the Punch Brothers. There's also a band called The Civil Wars, who I really like a lot. And there's also a lot of rubbish like Mumford & Sons. So if you're a Mumford & Sons person, turn it off and get yourself a Punch Brothers record, because they are the real deal. So there you have it. That's my opinion for the day. My first opinion for the day. Maybe my second or third. So, yeah, weather's good. Martin's in England. I'm here sitting around just thinking of stuff to chat on about. It is the national... was supposed to be the National Poo Sticks Championship. It's loud, isn't it? Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. Why your head too big for your body? Poo sticks, yeah, remember the game in the thing? You throw the sticks, very cute. Anyway, they have a championships every year in England, and it's been rained off due to flooding. Cancelled due to flooding in the Thames near Oxfordshire. It was usually, it's organised by the Rotary Club of Oxford Spires. It's an annual event inspired by the game played by Pooh and others, blah, 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 A.A. Milne's characters. It began in 1984. It's a fundraiser for the Royal National Lifeboats Institution. Easy to forget that Britain is an island and therefore, you know, like a lot of water all over the place. You used to say there's not much surfing, but there is surfing there now, so it's, you know, it's bloody freezing though. Good grief, man. 32 degrees. That is less than nice. Anyway, so we've got Palm Sunday. Big deal, that, for the old Christians. You know, it's important. He rode into town on a donkey. And it's determined... this fascinates me in a weird, twisted sort of way. Right. It's determined by... it's not fixed date in the calendar, but it moves like in response to the date of Easter, which moves according to a complex formula, right? Which, since the first Nicene Council... I'm sure you're aware. Are you with me? It divorced, that's like back in the 3rd century, it divorced from the Jewish calendar, because that's what they did. Anything Jewish, didn't want to do it. Sabbath is on Saturday, no, we're going to do that on Sunday. You know, drive on the left, no, we're going to drive on the right. It's all that, you know, we don't want to do what they did. You can't eat shrimp, we can eat shrimp, blah, blah, blah. All right. So they divorced it from the calendar, the Jewish calendar, which is a lunar calendar, and the computation for Passover, which starts tomorrow. In principle, Easter falls on the Sunday following the full moon that follows the northern spring equinox, which, as all Laguna knows, was on Wednesday last week, when we had 12 hours of sun, 12 hours of dark, signaling the beginning of the spring or summer or whatever. However, vernal equinox is a full moon, was not determined by astronomical observation. Of course, it's instead the equinox was fixed to fall on March 21st when the blah, 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 and they bring in the ecclesiastical moon. No. And that's why religion is so infuriating. They just make it deliberately confusing for average yokels like you and me. And we all go, oh, God. And they go, exactly. So there you have it. Right, I'm going to do Pesach in a minute. I'm going to do Passover in a minute. First of all, let's have an Elvis Costello track. And good morning, KX93.5 on your FM dial. Jason Fetty here with full English breakfast. Martin's away. I'm here, gabbing on, probably speaking too quickly. But that's what we do. Please call in 949-715-5936 and support your local listener-funded public radio.
Just to say it. Oh, I know she's disgusted.
The Angels Want... That's great, that. Elvis Costello, Angels Want to Wear My Red Shoes. Trying to play religious music this morning. It's 9:39 on 20-odd seconds, something like that. And we're in the studio at KX93.5. Big shout-out this morning to Mark Miller of the Friendship Shelter and my wife. I was going to say my lovely wife, but that sounds really cheesy, doesn't it? She is lovely, but that's, you know, whatever. Anyway. They did a play the other night there at BC Space in Laguna in aid of the Friendship Shelter, and it was a huge rocking success. It was beautiful, not a dry seat in the house, and I'm very proud of them both. And they're doing it again next week, actually, or the week after, 5th and 6th, I think it is. So you need to go online and figure that out. Friendshipshelter.org if you feel like it. There you go, look, Jerusalem. Nice. I like a bit of silence on the radio. President Musharraf is back in Pakistan. He's gone back to General Pervez Musharraf. He's gone back to Pakistan to try and be king or something. I don't know what he's doing, but he's going back to try and get voted in again. He thinks the people love him. I seem to remember he was a bit of a nasty character. He was good on The Daily Show, but you know what? A good talker. That's the thing about him, innit? Anyway, he's gone back. You know, the last time that happened, I seem to remember Benazir Bhutto going back in 2008 something, 2009, and that did not end well for her. So it's dangerous, isn't it? The Taliban have said they're going to kill him. So there you have it. So that's good. Good luck to you, Mr. Musharraf. Let's have a look at Passover here. Let's just put some music on that fits the bill. Oh, yeah. I can't hold back the tears when I hear that music. Passover, what is it? What is it? It's tomorrow. That's when it is. But what is it? Let's have a look. A bit of paper here and says it on it. Let's see. Passover is the celebration of the Jews' emancipation from slavery in Egypt some 4,000 years ago. A story which incorporates many famous subplots that you are already familiar with. The giving of the Ten Commandments, the parting of the Red Sea, manna from heaven, 40 years in the desert, or the 40 hours till dessert, as we used to say at family seders. Moses and Pharaoh's negotiations, a seminal phrase, let my people go. Let my people go to Netanya on a weekend break on EasyJet. As always, to celebrate this incredibly joyous event in our people's history, we make our lives impossibly difficult. Among other things, we embark on a sort of gluten... Well, it's not gluten-free, really, is it? On a bread-free diet, anyway, for a week. Sounds like healthy. Sounds healthy. Until you realise that we are commanded to eat elephant-sized crackers called matzah instead of that. So happy Passover and a Chag Sameach to everybody who's embarking on that journey. It's a good thing. It's a celebration of emancipation. And as soon as I'm here, I can just blab on about what I think it means. Celebration of emancipation from whatever is bugging you, whatever enslaves you, yourself, your addictions, whatever, that would be a good thing to look at. If I had a real Jew in the studio, I'm sure he would tell me that that's a lot of nonsense, but that's my feeling on the subject. Uh-oh, phones are ringing, chaos and confusion. Should have turned that off, shouldn't I, really? What else about Passover? Oh, we used to have seders when I was a kid. Nobody really understands Hebrew, you know, they can read it, but so they just blab on. And I remember the older lot, and they would, you know, for like 3 hours before dinner came. Right, that's, and then we all went to Israel when we were in our late teens and learned Hebrew. And when we came home, we realised that they were just going habadi gabadi babbly babbly because they didn't really know what they were doing or saying. I love this music. Brilliant. So that's great. That's Passover. Passover done. It's a lot of fun. If you're going to a Seder, I hear something that will provide motivation and all that. And if you're celebrating Palm Sunday today, I hope it's dead palmy for you. All right, I'm going to play a dodgy jingle, and then I'm going to play a song by Matthew Sweet.
Jason Ferry. KX 93.5. Look at you, you're just as blind, trying to grab your little piece of mind. And you want to hold it near, but you know you can't keep it. Say a little should suffice, but more than a little of you is so nice. And you give me what I want, not when I need it, not when I need it, where I find it all the time, not when I need it. No 2 days are quite the same.
A little girl lay in her bed each night and called to her mummy with all her might. A drink of water, she shouts from her bed, and mummy hits her on the head. Mummy loved her daughter dearly. That's why she hit her so severely.
Yep, you don't get that on KX Rock, whatever the heck it is you listen to during the when you're out of town, whatever. There's a good chance that this station is going to improve its coverage. I don't know whether I'm supposed to talk about it, but it's possible that it might happen. So that would be great. If there's anything you can do to make that happen, make it happen, because I'd really like it if people in Dana Point could listen to this rubbish on a Sunday morning. Listen, there's some other things happening today. It's not just Palm Sunday and Pesach, Passover. It's also World Tuberculosis Day, which is not a movable feast. It's always on March 21st, 24th. It commemorates the day in 1882 when Dr. Robert Koch astounded the world by announcing that he'd discovered the cause of tuberculosis. TB was raging through Europe and the Americas at that time, causing the death of 1 in 7 people. No idea what. Yeah, there's a real cure for this disease now, there's no real cure, which is mutably, you know, crazy. It's mutating at an incredible rate. Vaccination is the real reason for its demise. I used to think that British people, British people who lived in Britain in the 1980s, they're not allowed to give blood in the United States. And I always thought it was because we'd had a jab for TV jab. But it's not that. It's because we've all got mad cow disease, apparently. Arizona debates transgender access to public toilets. Lawmakers in Arizona are weighing a new law requiring transgender people to use public toilets of the gender listed on their birth certificate. Good grief. Last month, the state approved a human rights measure banning gender identity discrimination at public facilities. In recent weeks, two other states passed laws ensuring equal access to gender-segregated facilities for transgender students. I mean, two states said that people that are dressed as women can't use the men's loo. Which two states do you think that is? I mean, it's not Washington, is it? It's not Oregon, is it? Who is it? It's, I don't know who it is, but I'm guessing Mississippi's in the mix there. Alabama, Texas, one of those nutters. Pickles, stop barking. It's the dog's barking now. She's getting antsy because she wants to get out of here. It's 9:50 on a Sunday morning in Laguna Beach, and the sun is burning off. I can see it just poking through the clouds there. We're here on KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station, and we are listener-supported. Please do join us for our fantastic casino night. It's going to be on April 6th. It's going to be bands. My band, the Beatroots, Beatles band that you may have seen us at the festival, you know, the Festival of Arts. There's also Guns N' Roses, tribute band. Craps and roulette and all kinds of good stuff going on. Here's my friend Michael. He's in the studio. You want to talk? Are you going to talk? Or are you just running in? Are you? He's dropped me off a CD. Look, Pickles is going crazy now. She knows him from the dog park. This is Michael Walden. He's here to drop me off a CD of Beatles bootlegs. Shall you just say hi on the mic, Mike?
Hey, everybody.
Hello. Thanks for doing that, man. I can't play any this week, but I'll play them next week for sure. And drop in and we'll talk about it sometime. We'll have a Beatles Sunday. You are perfect because you're an expert.
I'll be here next week for that.
Next week's no good. I've got guests.
I'll be here whenever
we'll talk.
You want.
I'll see you at the dog park. Thank you for coming in, man.
Adios.
All right. Yep, Laguna Beach, live and local. That's what I think is important about this radio station is that we stay local and we do local things. So the weather's all right. The traffic's moving on Coast Highway because it's Sunday. So there's a load of, like, those hog bikes, you know, those... lots of what used to be called Hell's Angels and now are called Weekend Warriors because it's too expensive to insure a motorcycle for anybody who doesn't earn $1 million zillion a month. Anyway, World Tuber Closest Day. I hope you have a good one of that. And it's a good, you know, obviously when you've got that kind of disease, you need to cough up a lot of money for the treatment. Thanks to somebody who told me that joke last night. Anyway, that's the public toilet thing. That's a lot of rubbish. So we're not going to even mention that again. Arizona, get yourself together, you completely racist nutcases. Honestly. That's what I think about that. Okay, can play a record. It's 9:52. Come back, say goodbye. It's been a lot of fun doing this, although a little frantic. I really wish Martin was here. He'll be here next week. And not next week, the week after. Next week, I've got great guests next week. Great guests. Mary and Joe Ferguson are going to be here. Joe Ferguson has just come back from India, where he's been at a convention, very highbrow convention on consciousness. And he's a scientist kind of guy, but this thing got, you know, it got taken over by lunatics, and I'm desperate to talk to him about that. And also, Mary, his wife's going to come in and tell us a bit more about what's going on with the seals. Because the Pacific Marine Mammals place in the canyon there, they've got an glut of seals. There's something going on in the water that's not nice. And so we'll have them next week, and I'm sure it will be fascinating. KX93.5 on your FM dial, 9:53 in the morning. We'll be right back.
I can see you had your fun, but darling, can't you see my signals turn from green to red? And with you, I can see a traffic jam straight up ahead. You're just like so hard to get through to you.
Well, there you go, Crosstown Traffic, Jimi Hendrix. That is pretty much your lot. Somebody's calling this station now, and that's really too late. Sorry about that if you're calling in. Too late. Call me earlier on in the morning, then we can have a proper chin wag. Laguna Beach this week, lots of ongoing events, lots of things happening. Pick up Laguna Beach Times if you can and figure out what's going on there. If you feel like it, and I cannot tell you to do this because that would be a what's known as a call to action, but if you can, if you feel like it and if you can get there, come and see me. I will be at Laguna's Hotel Laguna Friday and Saturday night this week. Strumming and strumming. I'm going to have Ray Weston playing percussion and we'll have a good laugh there. We always do. And that'll be fun. What else? What else? What else? What else? What else? What else? Do come to our casino night at the Surf and Sand, April 6th. Amazing prizes. Live music. $125 for members. $150 for non-members. It's totally tax-deductible donation for our non-profit radio station. Tickets are on sale now. Call the station. Go online to kx935.com and you can win incredible stuff. They've got a 10-day trip to Telluride skiing. They've got a montage 7-day, what they call a staycation. Not a term I like very much, but anyway, you go stay there on vacation. There's all kinds of stuff. There's a leather coach wallet. Acoustic guitar package from the guitar shop. La Vida Laguna stand-up paddle kayak tour for four. That's good stuff. I'd love to do that. That stand-up paddling sounds great. I'd love a go at that. Really, I'm serious. I'm not making fun of it. I'm serious. Surfing, I'm scared of. You know, every time I do it, I purl. You know, I'm useless. But the old stand-up, that sounds great. I love being out in the ocean. All right, the sun is now shining and it's going to be 70-odd degrees, so enjoy. Coast Highway looks clean and clear and good. People outside with the dogs. Mrs. Pickles fast asleep on the floor. I've got a bunch of stuff to do today, teaching, all that stuff, so it ain't no day off for me, but it should be a wonderful time. KX935, that's your lot. Full English Breakfast back next week with great guests. Thank you for tuning in.
We'll move along. I know this will be awkward, but not for long. 'Cause soon you'll have a new boy to sing you songs.
I will not forget you. Good Friday.
as I can.